Hello, today I'm with a very special guest, one of my students, Martine, who is going to talk to us about what the lessons with me involve, what a listening lesson actually is, and how you can learn how to listen. So sit back, relax while she explains everything to us. So, Martine, can you tell us a bit about yourself and why you're taking online listening lessons with me?
Hello, Cara. I am 60 years old. I am a dermatologist. I am almost retired, but I have to do some international conferences and I have to improve my comprehension of English accents.
Okay, and a little bit about the lessons for people who don't know what they involve.
I am in links with European colleagues. Some of them are English from London, but some of them are from Copenhagen or from
Finland?
Finland.
Okay.
And sometimes it's very difficult for me to understand Danish people or Finnish people.
Okay, so could you explain for someone who doesn't know about these lessons what we work on in a listening lesson?
We are working on my listening from YouTube or from some recordings by Cara, by you,
Yes.
about special topics. For example, we worked on a record about a book I lent to you, The Girl of the Train, on the Train. It was very interesting because we can listen to the recording and we can stop. And you can have the transcript, and it is a very precise work, very precise and very interesting work.
Okay, why do you say that it's precise?
Because sometimes we are working only on 1 minute, but very difficult minutes for me, and it's very interesting. To catch each words of these minutes.
Okay,
Minute.
yeah, you're right. Yeah, sometimes it's even really short. It can be just 10 seconds,
Yes.
10 difficult seconds.
Yes. And some before I scream this kind of sequences, and it wasn't precise, so I didn't improve. I was at one level, and I remained at this level.
Okay, and now do you feel that you are going up a level in your listening?
I hope. I hope.
I think so. I think you're on the right track. Well, so I suppose you've answered the third question here, but maybe you can develop a bit more about what difference the lessons have made for you and your listening.
I am a very old learner in English, and I have a long path. I had collective courses, and I have face-to-face lessons, and it was very interesting. But I have to climb the step. I have to improve. I have to. How can I say that? I have to live aware of mind.
Okay, yeah, a mindset or develop a new
Yes,
mindset.
I have to develop a new mindset. Yes.
Okay.
So it's a new tool, and it's very it's a new step for me.
Okay, great. And do you have any specific experiences that you can refer to? So I'm thinking maybe a moment where you understood something that you couldn't understand before, or
Yes, with this tool, I have this kind of experience. The moment I understood a speaker can stop his conversation in the middle of a sentence and go in another way, was very interesting for me. It was a special moment because in the past I was writing a sentence in one go.
Okay, and yeah, and now you've seen that a person can express their idea, they can start their idea, change their mind,
yes.
Start again.
Yes.
Okay, so that's something you've become aware of from the way we work, so working on short sections,
yes,
and writing the sections and working with the transcript.
Yes.
Okay, all right, great. And how do you feel now that we've done 10 listening lessons?
I'm very interested by listening podcast and looking for the transcript. For me, it's a new world, a real new world.
Okay, why do you say that it's a new world?
Because I was blocked at one place, and a door is open, and I can see behind the door.
Okay, a new way of...
It's a new way of learning, but it's a new way of learning a new language. It's a new world because it's a world of the ears.
Okay. And what three benefits do you believe would interest future learners about these listening lessons with me?
Yes, I believe I...
So if you had to recommend...
I have a lot of benefits. The first benefit is to learn a lot about the way to communicate and to use the internet to learn English. I'm not very fluent in the internet. Mm-hmm. I don't have a Facebook page. I don't communicate by a social network. And in this course, I have found a real interest in the internet.
Okay. So have you got any specific websites or tools that you discovered?
Yes. I got SoundCloud, WordCloud, and how to hear YouTube with a CC.
Yes, with the closed captions.
Yes, and closed caption, etc. Very, very precise work about the internet and very interesting.
Okay, and what about the second benefit?
The second benefit could be I have improved my understanding of the different accents. I have to try now with my real colleagues.
Okay. the test will be in September, right? When you go to Manchester for your next conference.
But I have to go to Geneva.
Ah, yes.
Next week.
Okay.
So I can tell you how it works.
How it goes, yeah.
How it goes.
Okay, and one final benefit from these lessons?
And the final benefit is... To have a lot of tools to learn English, so it's not boring. I can use SoundCloud. I can use WordCloud.
Yeah.
I can use Classmill. I can use YouTube. I can use only listening or transcript or mixed. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting to have a lot of tools because it's not boring to learn English by these ways.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you for answering all these questions. Anything else to add before we go?
No. I believe we have. Talk about everything.
Okay.
Maybe not everything, but sufficient.
Yeah, the most important things.
The most important.
Okay,
yes.
Well, thank you very much, Martine, for this interview. And yeah, I think we have to go now because we're in your office which is very, very hot. And we had to switch the fan off to do this interview. So thank you all for listening. And I'll see you again very soon. Thanks. Bye.